how important is it developing that kind of chemistry in the second half?
It's just the same as on offense, you know. You got to, in the secondary and the back seven, you know, I got to be able to know how Adarius Thomas is going to play a play, or, you know, how James Sanders is going to play on a particular play. And it's very important, you know. You just got to, so that way, you know, you can make plays out there.
How is the system different than what you've been used to?
Most of the systems, a lot of them are the same. You know, this terminology is different, you know. And on defense, you can only run with so much stuff. You know, it's about the communication and guys playing together.
Bill does a lot of coaching and teaching out there. Is that, you know, unusual the way he really takes a hands-on approach?
Yeah, he takes a hands-on approach. First coach that's here, he takes a hands-on approach with all phases of the game, special teams, defense, and offense.
Is it too early to start looking at the cut-ups of T.O.? I mean, that's going to be a great matchup on that first Monday night, most likely.
You know what? It's probably too early. You know, I actually don't have to look at a cut up on him. I would have to look at a cut on Buffalo. You know, I can bring a notebook by just thick on him, you know. So, but, you know, right now, I just, you know, it's all about focusing on just trying to be the best Patriot and the best teammate I can be right now, learning my stuff.
Tell me about that notebook. I'm curious
man.
About that. You keep notes on receivers?
I keep notes on all receivers, you know, over the years. You know, I developed this notes on all the receivers. Man, these guys too good to go out there and not know them, you know. So, when I played Randy, I had a game plan against him, and, you know, whether it was Marvin Harrison or going way back to Jimmy Smith or, you know, who, you know, Chad Johnson. So, I mean, that's one of the things. I am a big note taker.
Can I get a look at that notebook?
Nah, you can't see my notebook, man.
Can you tell me what it's like?
You might eBay my notes, man, and give it to some of these guys, man. You know, and I got a relationship with guys like Fitzgerald, you know, at Arizona, you know, got, you know, who will call me and ask me different things. So I have to have my notes and be able to study these guys, man.
It looks like, you know, like the old three.
It's like your, it's like your notebook right here. It looks like this. It's got a lot of notes. Joey Galloway, he fast. Randy Moss, don't turn your back. He would dunk on you. You know, I know. That's just different notes, you know.
Who has the most papers?
Oh, I don't know, man. Over the years, you never know, man. Who knows? The guys I probably played against the most probably would be T.O., Moss. Who else was in my conference? I still got some old notes from Tim Brown. That's from my age, man.
Do you keep it locked up or do you keep that book?
I'm a book bag. You know, but a lot of it's stored up here too, you know. So, you know, but a lot of guys around the league, I've learned from one of my old coaches back. He showed me his notebook of just of old receivers and stuff, guys you play against. So I'm quite sure some receivers got little notes on guys too, you know, how you're going to play this guy.
Is it almost better than tape?
No. Tape is amazing. You need your tape. But you still got to have your notes. And, like, when you play guys, like, all right, he used this move on me, you know. And I'm quite sure coaches got notes. All NFL players got notes. It's not new.
Now that you're playing alongside with Moss, you going to show him that notebook at all?
Nope.
How'd you start doing it?
I think most of you know that my dad was NFL football player, so, you know, my dad was just, you know, my dad and guys like Everson Walls, the guys he played with back in Dallas, he would, you know, they would ever say, hey, man, when you play against a guy, just take notes so you can remember, and you might play him again. And, you know, in the NFL, you play people more than once, so I always had notes.
Do you let Lee peek
in the book? Yeah, I got notes. I show all of my other teammates my notes, yeah.
But it's all copyrighted, you know?
They're all copyrighted. I can't have y'all put my notes on eBay or something, you know, but, you know.
You're going to publish it at the end of your career?
Nah, man, guys throw those books away, man. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's not new to the NFL. I think there's a lot of receivers. You probably ask Wes Walker or Galloway or, you know, I tell you who probably would have a good notebook. Torrey Holt probably would have one. A guy like that would have notes on guys, you know.
How much does T.O. push off?
Man, I don't know, man. I don't even know.
Sean, you mentioned that you're asking a lot of questions. Does it almost feel like you're a rookie again?
Every year I feel like a rookie. You know, every year I feel like a rookie. You always got to come and see where you at. And when I'm studying, I really do feel like a rookie here. There's a lot of things that are new to me and play it a little different.
What do you think about the young group of cornerbacks?
I think we got a great group of young guys. You know, I think they're athletic. I think, you know, they work really hard. So, you know, that's great.
Thank you. Thank you.